Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I thought Patrick Mahomes obviously won the MVP award. The Chiefs won 38-35. Mahomes takes his second MVP and his second Super Bowl win. And Rob, it was for him the completion of what some are saying is the greatest individual season in NFL history, because he became the first player ever to win the regular season MVP, the Super Bowl MVP, and obviously the Super Bowl, and to lead the NFL in pass touchdowns and lead the NFL in passing yards. Rob, only three other players have done that in their entire career. Meaning over the course of a career, they won all those, you know, accolades. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Kurt Warner. And Mahomes, of course, again, the first one to do it all in one season. And Rob, I'm going to say this. Patrick Mahomes is already the third best quarterback ever. Meaning if he retired tomorrow, in my view, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Joe Montana would be second, and Patrick Mahomes would be third. That's how much this dude, in the first 6 years of his career, have been unlike any that we've ever seen. I mean, he was the first player in the history of the league to have two regular season MVPs and two Super Bowl MVP, no, two regular, to win multiple championships, my fault, and multiple league MVPs within the first six seasons of his career. And obviously he's only played five of those seasons because he didn't start his first year. So I think, Rob, I think he's already number three behind Joe Montana at two and Tom Brady at one.
Yeah, I'm not there. As you know, a career is a long career, and he's got a long way to go. He could play with the way things are and the medical and the
straight,
you know, like he could play 10 years.
He'll probably play
He could play 10 years.
Don't you think he'll play more than that?
I don't know.
The way it is, I mean, he may not want to.
But you don't know with money and just the way 40. It is. But I'm just saying, he might be able to
with
play.
The rules.
You don't know with that, right? They protect the quarterback. You don't get hit. It's not like Joe Montana, who's been beat up when he played. So there's always that chance. There's always a chance that could be an injury in his career. There's a lot of things that can happen. I'm not wishing that. I'm just saying, like, you know, as you talk about looking at 10 years, he's off to a fantastic and impressive start. I don't know, when I look at the rest of the quarterbacks and who else won two, and Elway, I know, you know, went out with two, and Peyton Manning won two, and now Patrick Mahomes has two. And I'd have to look at a list. Jim Plunkett won two.
I'm just really bringing Plunkett into this.
But he won. I'm just giving people one, two.
But he wasn't a great quarterback. You know that.
I'm talking about who won two. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just talking about people who won two. So
I'm just saying, the conversation isn't about just winning two. It's about
no. But I'm just saying, I'm not. But I'm not there as you are. I think that's something that you jumped on early, and you should feel good about your pick. But I'm not one of those guys. I need more, because I've seen the lulls in people's career. I've seen the 10-year droughts. I've seen things go wrong, things happen. And I don't know. We could say this today, Chris, and then he could play 10 more years and never win, or maybe never get back to this level of playing. And that's obviously a hypothetical, but I'm just saying. And then I don't know, after 10 more years, would you feel the same way if he doesn't have the magic, or he doesn't win, or Andy Reid retires, or you know what I mean, or he has a hobbled 4 years. I remember, not that it changed whether or not he was a great player, but I remember Ken Griffey going to Cincinnati and being injured for four years.
Somebody said Ken Griffey still was a great player they ever saw, you wouldn't – I mean, you'd understand that.
Right.
You
know what but,
I'm
but,
and I'm
but,
not even saying Mahomes is the best.
No, I know
already.
What you're saying. I heard what you said. Yeah. Right, and I'm glad you said that. The one thing that I think people – and I get it. You know what I mean. Like, you get caught up. Can we – not you, because you said it third. Yeah. But
I mean,
can we not skip over Joe Montana?
Well, I got Montana.
No, I know you do, but I mean, Dan Orlovsky didn't even have him in the top five.
Orlovsky, man,
Chris, he has had
some outrageous takes.
Those are
lately.
Those are like credibility-less takes.
To not have
Montana
in your top five is unbelievable.
Like to sit there on the set, Chris. And try to justify. Can you admit, like, you know what? I made a mistake. He has the best quarterback rating of any quarterback in the Super Bowl. Like, seriously.
He was flawless in the Super Bowl.
Flawless.
11 touchdowns, zero picks, 127.8 or something like that. 127-something.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, right. No.
And here's the thing about Montana, Rob. That team was horrible when he took over. And his first 2 years, he was banged up and didn't play a full season. The first full season of his career as a starter was his third year. And they went from being horrible to winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then they won it again. And then, he won two before Jerry Rice joined the team.
That's the other part I tell people all the time. Because they always say, well, yeah, Jerry. I said, no. He won two with Jerry Rice and two without Jerry Rice.
Right, two with Dwight Clark, who was a good, he made like two Pro Bowls.
He made one of the all-time great catches in the NFL.
Right. That's what he's most known for.
Right, that's Dwight Clark climbing the ladder.
Right. I do think, Rob, that Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. But, he doesn't have the hardware yet where you could credibly say he's the GOAT. But here's why I put him ahead of Elway. As you know, Elway, he won two, he lost three. And when he won his last two, and I don't discredit him for this, but we always say, when you're determining between all-time greats, you nitpick. And the two that he won, he was not like really that full driving force. He was still a great quarterback. But they had Terrell Davis. And remember, the run game was a huge, huge factor in them winning those Super Bowls. And Elway's numbers in the Super Bowls are three touchdowns and five picks. So his numbers don't compare to what Mahomes has done in the postseason. Peyton, as you know, you could argue Peyton is the best regular season quarterback ever. But in the playoffs, Peyton left a lot to be desired. He's got the two rings. We all know his second ring, credit to him, but, you know, he didn't have a good year, even a good year. Not forget a great year. He didn't even have a good year. 9 touchdowns, 17 picks, and the defense was the driving force. Actually got benched for Brock Osweiler. But Peyton in the playoffs, Rob, 14-13, 87.4 passer rating, 40 touchdowns, 25 picks. Mahomes, 11-3, 107.4 pass rating, which is number one all time in playoffs, 35 TDs, 7 picks. And that's the postseason production is also why I put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, who is 11-10 in the playoffs, 100 passer rating, 45 TDs, 13 interceptions. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Favre, we know Favre, as great as he was reckless and had a lot of interceptions. Only one Super Bowl. Marino didn't have any. So, yeah, Rob, I think that he's already done enough where if he retired today, he would be the third best quarterback ever.
Yeah. I mean, you make a case. I didn't look at everybody as closely. I'm sorry, my picture went out.
Yeah, we did. We lost our Zoom.
Did you lose it? Okay, we both did. Okay, all right. I thought it was me. That's why it threw me off. Yeah. You have to look at Mahomes and his start, Chris. As I said, it's as impressive as anybody. And I remember when, because I was young enough and I was around, but I remember that first second year of Dan Marino, and obviously he went to Super Bowl, they lost, and people just automatically assumed it was going to be, more stuff to come.
Right.
And of course,
Aaron Rodgers, you thought
same thing.
Nobody would have thought he's never getting back to the Super Bowl.
Would have never believed that. When they won that Super Bowl, and if you remember, they weren't even a top team. They were like a wild card team or
10-6
something.
10-6 that year. Exactly. They were 15-1 the next year.
Exactly.
And didn't get there.
Right.
But I hear you, but I think that's what the point. He's already got his two and the two MVP. And look, it's certainly possible that I think they're going to become a dynasty. But I think it's certainly, you never know. Like you said, if you get back to
right.
Super Bowl.
I mean.
But if he, let's say like Aaron Rodgers, he has a great career. And we're never to get back to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? You maybe wins a couple MVPs, but just never gets back to the Super Bowl. I still think he's a set third back. You know what I mean? Like, now, this is really like.
No, I know. It's just
not even realistic that he's just going to become a mediocre quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I don't think it's mediocre because along the way, in those empty years for Aaron Rodgers, he's won 3 or 4
MVPs.
He's
always been great.
Right. So you could play well. Win MVPs and still not get there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It ain't like he's falling off a cliff. He could win MVPs or do other things, but yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Greg Jennings alluded to it in our interview with him last hour. He said he thought Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes, even though Mahomes and the Chiefs won and Mahomes was named Super Bowl MVP. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm with Greg. I thought what we saw from Mahomes played well, 182 yards, no interceptions. You know, coming in, what do you have? Two touchdowns, four picks. So he has now in the Super Bowl. Now he
three
has
touchdowns, no
three
picks. Five and four.
5-4 now. So yeah, that was a nice clean game for him. But Jalen Hurts did something, Chris, that has only been done twice in the history of the NFL. 300 passing yards, 50 or more rushing yards, and three rushing touchdowns. Only happened two times in the 400-year history of the NFL. Okay, maybe not that
400?
Long. Maybe not that long. I'm just playing. I was trying to be dramatic. Is that okay? Anyway, it's only been done twice. And guess what? Jalen Hurts is the one who's done it both times, including in the Super Bowl, including when his team was down and they needed him. Jalen Hurts came through. It was impressive. It could have been lights out after the Chiefs got those two touchdowns. It could have been like, okay, no, it's just not happening. No. He didn't disappear. He played, he got the touchdown, Chris, and then got the two point to tie it, and it took a little something for him to get into the end zone. He had a spectacular game, and yes, I know the fumble. It was a huge fumble because of the score, not because of the fumble, but the score really hurt.
You mean that they returned it for a touchdown?
Yeah, the score off of it. That's what I meant. You know what I mean? That it hurt because that really put, at that point, Kansas City back in the game when they were in trouble at that point. You know, obviously there's still a second half to play, But it was huge.
I believe, 14-7, and that tied it up at 14.
Right. And remember, they went in the first half. The Eagles had 24-14.
It was 24-14 at halftime.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know what would have happened, Chris, but say they don't get that gift touchdown. You never know. They go into the half and it's 24-7. I don't know if it's the same game. That's why I think it was huge.
Yeah. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts threw the ball better than Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's a better passer. I don't think you do. I don't know if anybody does.
Right, right.
But in this game, he threw the ball better than Mahomes did. Mahomes didn't throw it poorly, but as far as just those spectacular throws in airtight windows, Hurts had more of them. Like that throw, Rob, we talked about it earlier. Was it a catch? The one to Goddard on the sideline?
Oh.
Third and 14, a 17-yarder. And, I mean, it was centimeters above the defender's hand.
Chris, like this.
Yep.
I mean, how did he get it in there?
I mean, that's the question. It was a phenomenal pass. He had a few more. So he threw the ball better than Mahomes. As you alluded to, he ran the ball better than Mahomes, right? At 70 yards, team high. Had the three rushing touchdowns, obviously. And those didn't come easy. That, you know, he had to run through some guys and use his, you know, powerful legs. We know he can bench or leg press, squat 600 some odd pounds. So he ran the ball. He threw the ball better, Rob, no doubt. Here's the thing, though. The fumble six, I'm calling it a drop six. To me, that makes it impossible to say that he played better than Patrick Mahomes. Because as you said, Rob, that if he doesn't fumble that ball in a game that is so close, in a game where neither quarterback outside of that play turns it over, it was huge. Rob, they were, like you said, they went into halftime 24-14. Nice lead. They would have probably gone into halftime, Rob, at least 27-14. Heck, maybe it would have been 27-7. Or if they score a touchdown on that series, 31-7. And that's a whole, or even say it's 31-14. It's a whole different ballgame. Now, I'm not going to say the fumble lost the game because, Rob, you know, like, there's a lot of time left and teams respond differently when the score is different.
If it's the last play of the game, you know what I mean? Then you can say that was right.
You just don't know. The Kansas City has more urgency. You know, whatever. It just, you don't know what would have happened. But to your point, a 27-7 lead or 31-7 or 31-14 at halftime, that feels like, man, this thing might be over. And so I just, Rob, I get it. He was phenomenal. And in every other way, he was better than Mahomes. But that one play was so big that I don't think you can say he played better than Patrick.
All right, let me give you some fat to chew on. Are you ready? All right, here we go. So Hurts tied or set 5 Super Bowl records, Chris, last night. Most rushing yards by a quarterback, 70. Most points scored by a player, 20. Most touchdowns scored in the game, right? 3. Most rushing touchdowns, 3. Most two-point conversions in a game, 1, right? And also converted 60% on third down, 60%, and they were perfect on fourth down. Here we go. Eagles also had more first downs, third down conversions, total plays, total drives, passing yards, total yards, and time of possession
than
the Chiefs. They really did. Yeah, they held on to
the
ball.
Chiefs had about, 23 minutes?
And they were able to move. Yeah, they were able to move the ball, Chris. It was unbelievable how the Eagles were able to hold on to the ball and do those drives. I hear you.
Mahomes was scoring quickly. You know, like he didn't have the ball very much, especially in the second half.
And I hear you with the fumble, which – If that was later in the game, maybe I can buy it. But it was early enough for him to recover, and he did. I still think that when you look at the totality, not he lost. So sometimes it's hard to look and think somebody is better because their team lost. But I really believe that he and it was a different kind of game for Mahomes. You talked about it. There was a lot of short passes, quick things, nothing downfield, big time. It was a different. What do you have, 182 yards?
182.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, to me, it's not the win. I mean, because it would be, if he didn't have that fumble, it'd be easy to say, yeah, he played better. There's no doubt about
so
it.
So everything else he did came apart because of the fumble?
Yeah, that fumble was huge, man. I mean, it was like you said, if it's just a fumble, heck, even if they don't score on that play, but they march down and score, I might feel the same way. You know, who knows? But you, definitely, since it was a fumble six, but you, and I get it, they wouldn't have been in the game but had you, it not been for Hurts.
But one of Mahomes, you talk about, you know, about Mahomes not having a ball. One of his touchdowns was a 4-yard drive.
I mean, no, I get that.
That was enough. I mean, it wasn't like he drove 80 yards.
Two of their huge plays was the fumble return and the punt return.
Right.
No doubt. But that's just, why I mean, just, when that's a critical error. Sirianni said it after the game. He said, look, our whole teaching is, you know, the ball is everything.
Of
you
course,
know how big turnovers are.
There's no doubt that that turnover hurt them. But I still think he just played better. All-around game, a game that we just haven't seen. We haven't seen a game like that. And you know what? I mean, I was totally impressed. When you know, Chris, because I think most people thought if they get behind by two touchdowns or whatever, there's no way he can pass them back into the game. You know, the right. game's over. What did I hear? 70% of his passes came when his team had a lead. Isn't that what everybody was saying? We've never seen him have to come back. You'd have to throw the ball.
I agree. Now he passed the ball unlike most of us thought he could. You know, so I'm with you on all that, but it's just that, man, I'm not even trying to blame because, like I said, they're not in the game if it's not for him. Because that defense, Rob, didn't do nothing.
Nothing. They had no show.
That defense,
no
they didn't
show.
Even have a sack.
No show, Chris.
If one thing I thought I could count on for was one sack.
That was a no show. And that defense, I just stunned.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunned because they had 70 sacks during the regular season, Chris. 70-0.
Yep. Yep.
And to get a zero. Stunning.
Yep. No doubt. But
it'll be interesting to hear what people say. Are they with me or with you on this?
Yeah.
And how they viewed the game.
Quickly, let me ask you this. You weren't sold on Jalen.
No.
Are you now?
Yes, but I still wouldn't give him the contract yet.
I'm 90% there. Look, it's one great year and it's one heck of a game.
No doubt.
Incredible game. But
my thing is, you don't have to.
I just want to see it a little more than 1 year. Look, if he wants it, and I don't know that he'll make us. If I'm the Eagles, ideally he doesn't make it a big deal and we go one more year without it and then we sign him next year. I'm convinced he's my guy if I'm them. But I still want to see it, right? It's one great year. And it was one great game in the Super Bowl, you know. But I just want to see it a little more. I do feel this way. His character, his integrity, his leadership, his likability in the locker room, his, you know, all those intangibles that he has, the work ethic. I'm convinced he's going to continue to work hard and be great. But I just personally, I want to see at least 2 years. A phenomenal play.
I agree. I just, especially when you don't have to.
Right. But if he makes a stink, then I probably just do it, honestly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We heard, even if, you know, Ben Maller, if you listen to, I believe it was Ben, you know, you hear the drops during the breaks and stuff.
That was when he was with me, Chris, when you were doing the TV, Ben, that came from our show.
Was he saying that the Chiefs are a dynasty? So he was saying, obviously, if they win Sunday,
that this is the modern day dynasty is different from when we. I'm like, Chris.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
You go first. You go first. Because I had already chimed in. You know what I mean? Let people hear what you have to say about this, and then I'll jump in.
The Kansas City Chiefs are not yet a dynasty.
N-O-T.
Can we stop it?
Yes.
Stop it. And the fact that you have to say, well, it's different from the 70s and the 80s. No, it ain't. I get it. It's harder probably to have a dynasty because, you know, the free agency and everything. Although, Rob, we had a dynasty in late in the 2010s, right? Brady and Belichick, they win 3 out of 4. There was a dynasty early in the 2000s. Yep. They win 3 out of 4 when Brady first comes on the scene. The 90s Cowboys, 3 out of 4.
Yep, that was a dynasty.
You know, and then the Niners, the 49ers of the 80s won 4 in 9 years. So it's not like, even in that time, Robin, the Steelers won 4 out of 6 years in the 70s. Even in those times, it was still difficult. 4 in 9 years.
Right.
You know, and so for the Niners. So I still think, even though free agency has changed things, a dynasty is still a dynasty. What I will give the Chiefs, Rob, I will call them a mini dynasty. Like, and this is a different sport, but still, do you view the Pistons of Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars as a dynasty?
No.
Right. I'd say a mini dynasty.
Yeah, not a dynasty.
They won 2 straight. They got to 3 straight finals. And just like the Chiefs, Rob, they got to 5 straight Eastern Conference Finals.
Here's why the Chiefs aren't a dynasty. They didn't make the Super Bowl last year, and the year before they lost. Like, Chris, that's 3 years. How is that a dynasty? They didn't make it last year. They lost the year before, and this year they won.
They had in 2 years.
Right. How's that a dynasty? That's not a dynasty. I always believe what you said. Three in a row or three out of four.
That's never even happened in the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm saying like to win. I'm just saying that like three in a row or three out of four. That to me, like the Cowboys, that was a dynasty, Chris. Three out of four is a dynasty. Not winning two... Like the Spurs.
Two is not. I think you got to win at least three to be a dynasty.
Right, I do too. And like the Spurs, they won five championships. That was nice. Over 20 years. How's a dynasty?
I think the Spurs are a dynasty.
I don't.
Were.
They never even won back to back, Chris. They never won back to back.
Here's why I say they were a dynasty. And it's somewhat different in the sports. We probably slightly different in NBA and versus. Football, but I think the Spurs were dynasty, Rob, because it was all rooted around Tim Duncan, and it was like I think continuity is critical. It was the same coach, the same star player, and they won five. Like I get it, and I can go along with doing it for the sake of discussion that we break Brady's, you know, and Belichick's run into two dynasties, right? But I got to be honest, when I look at the whole Brady Belichick era, I'll refer to it, you know, in the future. This is the Brady Belichick dynasty.
No, but there were two, Chris. It wasn't. It was two.
They went a decade
without winning. How could that be a part of what they did 13 years ago?
Because it was the same players, and they still were good. They still got to the Super Bowl a couple times. I hear you, but you know I just view, and I'll say this, Rob. I do think that the Chiefs are on their way to a dynasty. I mean, we'll see, but I do think, you know, I believe in Patrick Mahomes. I do think they will become a dynasty, Rob. So let me ask you this. I assume you'll agree with this because this is what the Niners of Joe Montana did. If they win four in 9 years, say maybe they don't win back to back. I think they got a good chance to win back to back. But let's say they don't for the sake of discussion. They win four titles in 9 years. So Mahomes in his first 9 years as a starter has four Super Bowls. You would, I imagine, consider this a dynasty.
No.
Really?
I wouldn't. Because unless those four, Chris, he'd have to win three at some point, three out of four, to honestly be a dynasty. Like, that's the way I look at it. Because you know what? When they talk about dynasties, and you can help me, because I might be off. Is Steve DeSager there? Steve, is he there or no? Rob G?
Rob G,
you might know too. Okay.
Sorry, I was talking to Iowa Samson production stuff.
So we're talking about dynasties. But when people talk about it, like when they talk about the Ming dynasty, right, in Asia and China or whatever, or Japan, right? It's about a family, like keeping, like the son becomes the king. Like that's what a dynasty is. It's like succession. Like there's no break.
Okay, but it's.
But there's no.
Sport.
No. But I'm talking about there's no break.
So let me ask you. Niners were not a dynasty.
Did they win three in a row? They didn't win three. No, they're not a dynasty.
No NFL teams ever won three in a row.
No. Cowboys won three out of four. That's a dynasty.
Yeah, but they are, to me, the Cowboys and Brady's two runs with the Patriots. Those are like dynasties, but they had to win three out of four because that's all they won.
No, but I get
it. They didn't win anymore.
But that's a dynasty to me.
Short-lived dynasties. Montana, and this is why I say Brady or the Spurs, they had a long dynasty, long run.
But why does
just having Montana was like every year you're in it. Having Duncan, having Brady, every year you're in it.
But, Chris, you can't be a dynasty when you didn't even win back-to-back. Like, the Spurs never won back-to-back. They never followed up with another one. That's why they're not a dynasty. They can't be.
See, obviously, there's no official dictionary with dynasty.
Right. But everybody has a different take.
I do not think that you have to win. Like, I think it's a feel. I think the Showtime Lakers were a dynasty. Now, they did win back-to-back. I consider Bird's Celtics, Rob, a dynasty. They won 3 in 6 years, and that's all they won. And they didn't go they didn't go back-to-back.
Yeah, they're not a dynasty.
But I consider that run a dynasty. You know, I mean, it's different. To me, it's just a feel. We all look
at... Wait a minute. Is that during the same time of the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not... A dynasty would be you ran the league.
But then the
league.
Lakers couldn't be a dynasty either.
Why? But they won how many in a row did the Lakers? 3?
2.
Okay, but did they win 3 out of 4? I don't know the years.
The Lakers won 87, 88.
What was
and
the other
85.
Year? Okay, that's not a dynasty.
Three and four. They won 3 and 4.
3 and 4 years is a dynasty.
Did they win 85?
Rob G, do you remember what years?
No, I don't know if they won. 86.
They won 80, 82, 85, 87, 88. So by Rob's definition,
right,
yes.
85.
They won 3 out of 4.
They're a dynasty. That's I see the 3 in a row.
I don't know
three
where
out of
you
four.
Come up with 3 out of 4.
Well, Chris, I have a question. Just because I want to understand what you're saying. I understand Rob. He's very clear. 3 in a row or 3 out of 4. And your definition is a little bit confusing because by the way you're explaining it, there was multiple dynasties at the same time if you're talking about Bird Celtics and Magic's Lakers.
Yep.
And how is that
just
possible?
Just like I think there were two faces of the league at that time.
No, but you can't. A dynasty means you dominated and you know what I mean? So it wouldn't make sense that two teams, they kept splitting championships. That's not a dynasty. You got to like, to me, win.
To me, it's a feel. I hear you. I get it. But I feel like the Bird Celtics, like we talk about them, like the Bird Celtics.
Rob G,
I feel
you're
like
a young
that was
guy.
A dynasty. The Showtime Lakers, dynasty. The Jordan Bulls, you know, and they won enough. I mean, I get it that people may say LeBron's Heat teams, but they didn't win enough. I do feel like you got to win 3. And again, it's my feel
no,
about
no, no,
it.
No, 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 I get it. I get it. Rob G.
Yours is more concrete. I'll give you that
okay.
definition.
Rob G, as a younger guy and people saying, could you hear the Chiefs stuff, that they're a dynasty despite they hadn't won the last two Super Bowls. Are you on that thing that they're a dynasty? Or?
No, no. That's just one of those things that people want to upsell what they're seeing. And it's the Chiefs are great. You know, they've dominated the AFC for half a decade.
Right.
They're an AFC dynasty.
Right, absolutely. If you want to, but,
you know,
in the same way the Buffalo Bills were an AFC dynasty.
Right.
Well, they won 2 Super Bowls, but I hear you.
Yeah, right, but the they Bills won, and they, yeah, they went to 4 straight.
They went to 4 straight, and it's like, cool, but that's not the definition. I mean, there's too many great teams historically in any sport for you to say winning 2 out of 5 championships
is a dynasty.
Is a dynasty.
Right. And 2 out of 4. Look, the Roethlisberger Steelers won 2 out of 4. In the, you know,
and nobody refers to them as a dynasty.
Nobody thought of them as a dynasty.
See, there you go, Chris. That's
and so, But I do look just like and like I said, I think you can have two dynasties that were like Bird and Magic. But and I think there are eras where there's no dynasty.
Oh, there's plenty
like
of those.
That, right? Like people, like I heard Ben Maller was saying they because they're the best team of this 5-year stretch or whatever, and that's they clearly are. That makes them a dynasty. I don't think every era has a dynasty.
No, it's not that. You gotta win championships, dominate, and win multiple championships. And that's what I have against the Spurs is that they never even won back to back. I just think that that's hard to look at them and think that they were. And not I get it, Chris. The same crew and Tim Duncan and Pop. They had a great thing going, but 5 championships in 20 years. It doesn't feel right. I love to hear what people say on this because everybody has different definitions. You have one,
right.
I have one, but you see mine is centered on.
No, yours is more concrete.
Yeah.
Black and white. 3 or 3 out of 4. Right. Yeah. I'm more of a,
does it feel
like a dynasty or whatever.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.